Danger. In this world of ours, there are still a few places where danger makes its home. Far beyond our own horizons dwell mystery and adventure, and the further afield we go, the more mysterious and magical those places become. Away to the south, amid the vastness of the mighty Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, we find those unusual places. The Timor Sea, Banda Sea, Coral Sea, Yellow Sea, their waves washing ashore on the Fiji Islands, Sumatra, the Galapagos, the Solomons, sinister home of the cruel Solomon Island savages, and Borneo. Borneo, that great, dark, forbidding land of jujus and throbbing jungle drums. Even the little towns and seaports have names that are mysteriously strange to us. Surabaya, Zamboanga, Singapore, Saigon, Pedang, Indrapur, Pango Pango, and Zanzibar. Names that somehow whisper to us of deep black rivers, strange peoples, unbelievable customs, talking drums, danger trails, jungles, magic, and mystery.
Wouldn't it be a great adventure if we could go to those places? Well, we're going, and under the leadership of one who has lived long years in the far away. With him we will sail strange seas. With him we will travel those danger trails. With him we will meet high adventure and laugh in its face. His name is Captain Danger. But first, we must get acquainted with two others who are going with us on this expedition. A young lad named Danny Dangerfield and his sister Diana. You'll like them. You'll find them to be cheerful companions and trustworthy friends. Strangely enough, though, as yet neither Danny nor his sister know about this journey. It's going to be news to them, too. So let's drop in and get acquainted. We find them sitting on a big davenport in an attorney's office, and they don't look any too happy. In another room, behind closed doors, something is happening which Dan and Diana knew had to happen and have dreaded for a long time. An old letter is being opened and read. The contents of that old letter may, in the next few minutes, change the course of their entire lives. What that change will be? Well, at the moment, we find Dan and Diana wondering about that, too. We just step inside, and there they are.
Oh, well, we'll make the best of it. Know something, Danny? That isn't the worst of it. This stuff of sitting around isn't all it's cracked up to be. It gets me down.
Yeah, it sure takes some folks a long time to read a letter.
Must be a long one, all right. Going into all the detail about something or something.
But about what?
I'll give you three more guesses.
Ah, we've already taken about 30 guesses. And I'll bet they're all wrong.
Oh, not them all, Dan. That one about going away to school. That's the baby. Don't forget, Mr. Satterfield had an awfully sweet smile on his face when he asked us how we liked grammar school, remember?
Yeah, and how come he was so interested if we liked the other kids in the classes? Why shouldn't we like them?
No reason. But anyway, there was something kind of fishy when he mentioned about making new friends.
And about that military school stuff. That sounded not so good to me.
Said he knew a very lovely school for young ladies.
But that school is hundreds of miles from here.
It isn't any further away than the nearest military school.
Oh, I know it.
But look, Dan, Do you really think that's what's going to happen?
Listen, we were called into this attorney's office for some reason, weren't we?
About a letter that Grandfather left.
Well, if the attorney starts smiling sweetly and sort of mentioning military schools and schools for young ladies, what do you think?
And you and I will be separated, hundreds of miles apart, maybe? That's going to be just dandy, I don't think. Oh, Dan, you and me, we got to stick side by each in this mess.
You said it. But wouldn't it look kind of silly for me to go to a school for young ladies just because you went there?
Oh, not any sillier than me going with you to a military academy.
Uh-oh, Jiggers. Here comes the bad news.
Well, Diana, Dan, I returned bringing some news for you. Seems as if you have a very important decision to make today. So let's have a nice, long, heart-to-heart talk, eh?
We were afraid of that, Mr. Satterfield. Oh, but don't mind us. Just go right ahead with the news.
Very well, then. To begin at the beginning, your grandfather left with me certain instructions having to do with your welfare. He also left a letter which was to be opened on this date. The trustees of the estate in the other room there have just read the contents of that letter.
Yes, sir.
It contains your grandfather's last wishes and desires.
Wait, Mr. Satterfield. All this has something to do about Diana going away to a school for young ladies? I got to toddle along to some military academy, is that it?
In a manner of speaking, yes. But wait, there is, of course, an alternative.
An alternative?
Yes, alternative. In other words, you may make a choice. As you know, Grandfather Dangerfield, during his long life, in company with his brother, built up, let us say, quite an empire in the South Seas.
Yes, sir. Grandfather used to tell us lots of stories about the jungles and islands and things.
Exactly. Now then, it's your grandfather's sincere wish that you two will step into his shoes someday and carry on that South Sea Island business.
Danny and I? Carry on the South Sea Island business? But we don't know anything about the South Seas.
You may learn. Your grandfather wished it so. You see, there are several pearl fishing beds, island plantations, copper sheds.
Gosh.
A number of island trading schooners. And half of these things belong to you two.
Gee whiz.
The other half belongs to your grandfather's brother.
Oh, Captain Hiram Dangerfield. Yes, Grandfather told us lots about him, too.
Yes, sir. And there's a photograph of the captain at home right now. Looks like a sort of hard-boiled gentleman to me.
Looks so, perhaps. Then again, he may not be so hard to get along with. Oh, don't let his South Sea title scare you.
You mean because they call him Captain Danger?
That's just a title. Anyway, I've been in touch with him by correspondence, and he agrees to take you aboard his ship. I will say, however, that he's somewhat reluctant.
You mean we have to sail with him on his ship?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what your grandfather wished. But wait. You understand that big boat of his is rather unusual. A four-masted vessel, you know. A sailing ship. But it has, in addition, very powerful engines. You see, Captain Danger's ship is his home.
And we have to be sailors?
Well, no, not exactly. In other words, Captain Danger's ship will be your schoolroom.
And the captain, the teacher, huh?
That's right, the teacher. With his instructions, you will both someday become expert traders. You would like that, Miss Diane.
No, sir, Mr. Satterfield. No, sir. Trading coconuts could never give me any thrill.
Oh, come now. It might. Anyway, we all have to have ambitions.
Yes, sir. But you see, Diane's ambitions don't run towards coconuts. Neither do mine. We had made other plans.
Plans? You'd made other plans?
Yes, Mr. Satterfield. You see, I want to be a lady magician.
Oh, musician. You mean musician, don't
you? No, sir. Magician. Do magic stuff. It's Danny here who wants to be the musician in the family.
I don't either. I want to be an inventor.
Well. A lady magician and a gentleman inventor. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Satterfield, please tell us. Do we really have to go to the South Seas and be South Sea Island traders?
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all, as I said. You have the alternative.
Yes, sir.
It's either that or it's the girls' school for you, young lady, and Dan will have to enroll in the military academy upstate.
It's yes, a swell sir. Choice, isn't it, Dan? The one's no good and the other's worse.
And, of course, if you do decide to join Captain Danger, your grandfather desired that his butler accompany you.
You mean Doolittle Jones goes with us?
Yes. Where is he? He came here with you, didn't he?
Yes, he's out in the waiting room, waiting, I guess.
I'll have him sent in here. Meanwhile, I'll leave you three to talk things over.
Yes, Mr. Satterfield?
Send Mr. Jones in here, will you, please?
Yes, sir, right away.
And now I think I'll leave you to make your decision.
Will 10 minutes be enough?
More than enough, I guess, Mr. Satterfield.
Very good, then.
Well, Danny, looks like we got ourselves an alternative or something, huh?
What we got is ourselves in a swell mess, if you ask me. Whether you ask me or not, it's still a swell mess.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You always mean to bring my presents in here.
Oh, come on in, Doolittle.
The lady out there, she done said to me, she said, Mr. Jones, you is wished into the inside office. And here I is. And, well, for land's sake, you two done look blue as blue.
Please sit down, Doolittle, right here. We got a lot of things to talk about.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Danley. Yes, ma'am. I sure love to talk about things. I sure
love. Look, Doolittle, have you by any chance ever had any experience with cannibals?
Cannibals? No, sir. I ain't ever going to have no experience with them, neither.
Ever trade any coconuts?
No, ma'am. No, I eat me plenty, though. I done eat.
Never sail on the ocean, Doolittle?
No, sir, Master Dan. I don't ever aim to do no sailing on any ocean.
Ever hear of the jungles, Doolittle?
Yes, ma'am. I reads me plenty about them jungles. I reads me how...
Swell. That helps a lot. For you're practically on your way to the South Sea jungles right now.
Who? Me?
Practically, yes.
Oh, you ain't talking to me about no jungles. If in years, then I don't hear a word you says. Me go to the jungles. Lordy, lordy. I don't need to go to them there jungles to know what'll happen to me. No, sir. No, ma'am. I can hear them lions a-roaring right now. And I hear a million tigers a-growling right in my ear.
So can I, Doolittle. Almost.
Listen, you hear that? You hear that? That's a flock of big crocodiles a-sneaking up on me. Yeah. Oh, and looky yonder. A mess of elephants are coming a-running and a-galloping. And they're all looking for Doolittle Jones. Oh, my. Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Here come the cannibals in person. Well, excuse me, folks, as I gotta go now. I guess I didn't come into wrong dough this time. No, Miss Diana. No, Master Diana. Positively, no jungle for anybody but belonging to Joe. No jungle for me.
Gosh.
He's gone.
Hey, Doolittle.
Hey, wait a second, Doolittle. Hold it. Hey, come back here. Come back here.
It looks like this expedition got away to a wrong start. Doolittle Jones doesn't have to go to the jungle to hear lions and tigers. He just isn't at all interested. Well, that's what he thinks. But something seems to tell me he does go. And if you don't go with him, you'll be downright sorry. What's more, you'll be more than sorry if you miss the next thrilling chapter of Captain Danger.